Fiancé Friday, if you're about to walk down the aisle and you're beginning to have doubts, maybe something in your life has changed and you're wondering if your partner is having doubts about the entire thing, well, we can help. You can reach out to us through Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and what we do is we have Jackson actually call that person and offer a sweet, sensual couples massage.
So sweet, so sensual.
Today, we're going to help out Natalie. Good morning, Natalie.
Morning. I'm engaged, and our wedding is going to be coming up here shortly, and my fiancé just changed his hours at work. So he is now waking up at like 1 a.m. to go in. And it's been difficult. He's just been acting strange, and he's just not really available.
Okay.
And I just have this feeling that it's not so much the work, like something else might be going on. And I don't know. That's just my gut feeling. I'm not like crazy. I'm not like constantly accusing him of cheating. I'm not obsessive or but he's just acting completely different now. And
hey, can I ask you, do you think, I mean, 1 a.m., that's a weird schedule. We live a fairly weird schedule of our own doing morning radio. Do you think maybe you're just not seeing him as much and that's causing anxiety? I know that like when Jen and I were running with the kids in two different directions and plus work, and sometimes it's been days since we've been able to have like a one-on-one conversation. I feel like it affects our relationship. Like, do you think maybe it's something like that?
I thought that in the beginning, but now it's to the point where...
It's your intuition? Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you want, we can do it. I mean, we can call up George and we can have Jackson offer him that romantic, sensual couples massage, and we can see who he wants to bring. Maybe he's going to say you because you guys are never around, and he'll say your name and you'll go there, and because of his hours, he'll fall asleep on the massage table and, and that's fine.
That's what I'm hoping. Yeah. I just for like peace of mind, you know, our wedding's in November, and I just want to make sure everything's okay.
Okay.
Listen, you don't have to defend yourself to me. I'm ready to help you, so let's do it.
All right, we're going to call up George next.
Got to get up. The Mixed Morning Fix. Got to get up. Weekdays 5 to 10.
On Mix 105.1.
Fiancé Friday, we're trying to help out Natalie, who's getting worried about her fiancé, George. He changed his hours at work, so... I think that's caused some issues in the relationship. Mm-hmm. He's getting up at 1 o'clock in the morning. Natalie, does George, is he a delivery guy? Is that why he's waking up so early or?
Yeah, he actually, he works for Amazon.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Oh, that's cool. Early.
Delivers those packages early in the morning.
So, because when I said to him, I was like, 1 a.m., that doesn't really make any sense. And he's like, oh no, it's because, you know, I got to go over there, and I know that Amazon has like crazy hours anyway, but that already seemed a little crazy to me anyway, but yeah.
Okay. And from there, you guys haven't been seeing each other a lot. He's been acting really weird around you, and you're saying this is your intuition that something just doesn't feel right.
Right.
Okay. We are going to call George right now. When we do, Jackson is going to act like he's from a new spa that's in town, and he's going to offer George a romantic couples massage.
Yes.
And we're going to just try to get the name from George of who he wants to bring with him. All I need from you is permission to have George on the radio.
Granted.
Okay.
Oh, granted,
let's
even.
Do it. That's legal.
I feel like Jafar just let me passage.
Jackson, are you ready?
Yep, let's do it.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, is this George?
Yeah.
Sorry, man. Did I wake you up?
Yeah. It's...
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll make it really quick, I promise. I'm just calling from a new spa in town. It's called the Triple J Massage Parlor. And basically what we're trying to do is we want to hook up a few people with some free massages. We're just having a really hard time breaking into this market. So what I'd want to offer you is a couples massage. It's really nice, romantic environment. You'd come in, lay side by side with your partner. Essential oils would be going. But it's a $500 package normally, and I'd give it to you for free. All I ask that you tell a couple of buddies about it. Is that something you might be interested in?
Yeah, sorry, I'm just getting my bearings here. $500 free package?
Yeah, so it includes even an hour stay in our Serenity room after you're done with the massage. So once you're done there, you go in, you spend just an hour enjoying each other's company. We can hook you up with some champagne, strawberries, that sort of thing. And you guys would be completely alone for the full hour.
Oh, wow. No, yeah, as long as it's free, I'm super into that.
Awesome, man. Totally free. I don't even need a credit card from you or anything right now. I just need to know, your name's George, right? I got that right?
Yeah.
Okay, and what is the name of your partner so that I can get your appointment booked?
Just one question. Is it confidential, like the names of people who come in there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're not Facebook. We're not going to share it with anybody.
Okay. I'd like to bring Eric.
Eric?
E-R-I-K.
Okay. E-R-I-K.
Yeah.
George, you're going to bring Eric? Eric, your buddy, your best friend, Eric?
Natalie?
Yeah, hi. George, this is John and Justin. You were speaking to Jackson, Mix 105.1. Natalie, who's
and
Eric?
Your fiance.
Yeah, Natalie's on
Eric
the line.
Eric is one of George's best friends.
What's the meaning of this?
You want to take Eric? We haven't even spent any time together. What does that even mean?
Yeah,
you'd rather hang out with your buddy?
I am curious about that, George. Like, so you're offered this kind of couples massage, something that's supposed to be a little sensual and romantic.
It's a massage for two people. It's not necessarily a couples massage.
Right.
Yeah.
We would think that maybe you would invite your fiance to something like this, not Eric.
Look, I work a lot. I don't owe anybody an explanation.
Exactly. You work a lot, and we don't get to spend any time together. So why would you do that?
I gotta ask. I feel like it's the elephant in the room. Is Eric more than just a buddy?
Mm.
No, I'd rather not talk about this on the radio.
Yeah,
I get that.
I understand.
It's just a simple like yes or no.
We can talk about this when I get home, hon.
I think that might be for the best.
Yeah,
you guys can sit down and talk about it.
They need to visit.
Yeah, and then you know, Natalie, maybe if you need someone to talk to, you can call us back and tell us what's going on. We don't even need to talk on air, just so we know you're okay. It sounds like there might be a big conversation that's happening later on today.
It doesn't have to be a big conversation. You just woke me up. I'm not in the right place to have any kind of discussion with anybody right now. I haven't even had any coffee yet, okay? Can we just do this later?
So you just woke up and you're not at home? You said, we'll talk about this when I get home.
Yeah, I thought...
I had to catch a disease before I drove.
At Eric's house, was that the new shift that you had to pick up, that you had to pick up at Amazon? Was you had an early morning shift with Eric before Eric went to work?
It's a complicated schedule, hon. They're always changing.
Yeah,
it's a big corporation.
I bought that for a while. I'm starting to think that I was an idiot.
I'll tell you what, let's let them talk off air. I feel like, Natalie, I'm sorry. Will you let us know you're okay, though?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I don't know what I am right now, but I will let you guys know.